With your permission, Lord, I speak in your presence. Tomorrow, we begin the month of May. And it's a wonderful combination of devotion to our Blessed Mother for the month of May, one of those months particularly set aside for devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And then also beginning, though, with this wonderful feast of St. Joseph, St. Joseph the Worker. And it just brings to my mind, again, this focus on the Holy Family and this focus on the domestic church. I was in conversation today and have been a number of times over these days with members of the parish and talking about the experiences of the domestic church in this time. This is maybe, Lord, pardon me if this is vanity but I got a very delightful thing in the mail today. There was a big envelope, opened it up, and there was a note in it. It was from our Knights of Columbus Council. And I don't know if you all know this, I know the Knights do, and I'm sure there's some Knights watching, but every month, the Knights have a member of the month, one of their members that they honor, and also they recognize a family of the month. And in this envelope, there was this note from the Knights with these certificates recognizing the rectory family as the family of the month. Father Michael and Father Edwin and myself. And I cannot tell you how delightful that was for me, not to be honored, although that's lovely, but just the fact to be thought of as a family. And I think it comes from these strange circumstances that we have been in. You know, I think some of you have been able to look into the life of the rectory a little bit more than we would on the ordinary circumstances. You know, we live stream the Office of Readings and Morning Prayer every day from the rectory chapel. We live stream Compline most nights. Tuesday night we're here, and Thursday night we're here, but most nights we're in the, and especially for Compline, sometimes for in the morning as well. You know, we're a little bit, we're a little dressed down sometimes, or maybe a lot of times. And sometimes before or after, there's a little, banter among us a little bit, and every now and then there's a picture or something that is on the Facebook page from something in the rectory. I suspect that that's the reason why the Knights, kind of thought of our community in the rectory as a family. And like I say, it was delightful to me. And I have to say, and I'm going to say for our family, our rectory family, it was really lovely. One night at dinner this week, Father Edwin was talking to Father Michael and me, and he used those particular words. He said, I care about you all like you're my family. And I think like many other families, this time has been a time that has given us the opportunity maybe to live and be family and to rediscover some of that. One of the things I was mentioning, for example, sitting and having dinner together. Well, we're doing that a lot in the rectory. You know, the way that the schedule is with the churches, with the churches open until 6, we have confessions, that last hour, close up the church usually, and go home. And have dinner shortly after that. We're sitting down to dinner together at the table a lot more than we did before because our schedule was actually, frankly, too busy. I was talking to some parishioners who said, you know, it's been amazing. We've been, you know, sitting down at the dinner table together as a family. You know, other things like that as a family. And it's caused me to make some resolutions. I am determined that when, you know, we start activities back in the parish, I want to make sure that we honor that time so that not only can we in the rectory hopefully be able to, you know, have a little bit of a downtime before the evening activities, but I hope we can provide that for the families as well. I think it's probably not a good idea to be scheduling things that would be ordinarily at dinner time and things like that. We've also been praying a lot more together. Of course, as priests, we're all obligated to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, but not in common, but we have been. And it's been really, really delightful for me, and I think for many of you who join in. Again, I want to see if we can keep that not only a part of our rectory life, but in the parish life as well. We'll see how that works out as well. It's been beautiful. Many people have sent me pictures of, you know, little home altars or different things going on at when you gather maybe to watch the live stream mass or have some prayer time together before at night or something like this, that really those aspects of the more sort of formal aspects of domestic church are really being observed and relished. You know, I was talking to actually this afternoon, just as I was closing up the church tonight to get ready for the Holy Hour, one of our parishioners was here, and she was saying, we're doing prayers at home, and she said, my sons, if I am not at the right, my sons will remind me it's time to pray. And because she said, certainly I think they want to remember to pray, but they also get to play after they pray, and that's okay. That's good. That's, again, a good part of the life of the family. And so in this month of May, beginning beautiful consecration, reconsecration of our country to the Blessed Virgin Mary, tomorrow, I think it's at 2:00, the bishops all over the country, but they've invited even pastors in their own parishes or families in their own homes. So please feel free to do this at that time or maybe some other time. If you look on the email that we sent out, the last one that we sent out, it has information about this consecration. And there's a lovely little booklet prepared, both in English and in Spanish. If you click on the site that's on that, it can give you, and you can do it at home. We're going to do a live stream it here for the parish as well. Tomorrow, but you can do it at home, either at that time or some other time. I recommend doing that. It's very simple. It's not very long. Remembering in a special way this month of May. And also celebrating tomorrow the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. Very, very timely feast when so many people, so many men, I think, are very concerned about their jobs. Many, many people have been furloughed or have already lost their job or have hours cut back or there's some uncertainty about work. I talk to many people and I know a refrain that I hear from many when I talk to them is like, I'm still working. I'm still working. This gratitude for work. And that's what we see in St. Joseph. St. Joseph the worker. You know, Jesus was proud to be known as the carpenter's son. the carpenter's son. In the gospel for tomorrow, Jesus is in Nazareth, in the synagogue in Nazareth, his hometown. Jesus came to his native place, taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son?" And I don't think they meant that as a compliment. What do you think? It's something for us, I think, that we can be careful of, especially again in this rekindling family life in the domestic church, finding maybe new depths there. These are people in Jesus' hometown. They thought they knew him. There's an old saying, I think y'all know I kind of like old sayings. And this one I think is quite true, as a lot of old sayings are. Familiarity breeds contempt. And that's what we hear, these very dismissive statements about Jesus, about his family. Sometimes, you know, we can be that way about our own families. You know, we can really pay a lot of attention to other people. But treat our family, you know, we'll speak to them or not speak to them, or in a way that we would never do with other people. And again, I think these days have maybe been times to really rediscover the great value of family and the life of the family, even if we do get on each other's nerves a little bit. At this time, you know, it's a time where sometimes some, older children who have, gone off somewhere else, they have in this time of, sort of shut down, come back home just to be with the family. It's kind of a beautiful thing. I know I've had many, many parents say to me, said, I didn't really see this coming, and it's been delightful. It may have had its moments, but it's been delightful. But the reality at Nazareth was, though, that Mary is the Virgin Mother of God. And St. Joseph is that just man, that son of David. And of course, the Lord Jesus is the incarnate Word. The ordinary life of the Holy Family was actually extraordinarily spiritually and invisibly powerful and rich. Now, our families aren't exactly like that. And yet, every human being is a mystery. Never think, oh, that's just my mom or whatever, or this is, what would you expect from, what? No. There is a great mystery there. A great mystery to be cherished. To be cherished. Today, among other things, is my father's birthday. I was able to, in the pretty part of the afternoon, was able to get a walk in, actually, to walk over to the cemetery and visit my parents' grave today. And I remember someone telling me a few years before my father died, said, be sure to really cherish him. And that was very, very good advice. We need to cherish one another. Because, again, I think as this time may have taught us or reinforced for us, that family is one of those things that really matters forever. Forever. So many other things come and go. We're seeing that a lot right now. Lots of things that seem to maybe be very solid and permanent or whatever are disappearing before our eyes, or being radically changed. And it's so fascinating to me that we're having this experience of family in the midst of this. And hopefully, the family also as the home of faith, that domestic church, at this time when we're not able to gather here in the way that we ordinarily would. And so for many, many of us, the family and the home has become the center also of our life with God, which it really ought to be. It really ought to be. And so my great, great hope, and this is in these conversations I've had, I hope and pray, and I know I think many of you are feeling this way, that when things go back to normal, whatever that is, whatever that's going to look like, it won't be back to normal or whatever it is, but that we won't let all these other things disrupt the life of the family. And that we won't let our own family life get so busy and distracted that we forget that the home is maybe first and foremost the domestic church. And that we'll continue to remind each other to pray. And then play together as well. But to pray together. To discover these things. To also see one another as mystery. As wonderful, wonderful persons placed here with us. That we will know for all eternity. So this month of May will be a wonderful time as we begin honoring both the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph tomorrow, to maybe help to really put those roots down deeper. The roots of the domestic church, the roots of a family life. And let that really lead us more and more into the mystery of God, into the mystery of the Holy Trinity, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago. That loving communion of persons, which is the Holy Trinity, and the image of that in the family here on earth, most particularly in the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, but in every family, that image and signature of God on his beautiful creation that bears his likeness in that great mystery of communion forever. And so let us ask our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph to pray for us. To pray for our homes, to pray for our parish, pray for our families, that we really can be the church in the home, the domestic church, and experience the fullness and and permanence and richness of family life. So we ask our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph to pray for us, pray for our homes, pray for our families. Make them like yours.